Many students at Rainier Beach High School in South Seattle say they're being forced to walk home on dark, dangerous streets. Seattle Public Schools does provide buses for high schoolers who live 2 miles or further away from their neighborhood school. But teens who live less than 2 miles away as the crow flies have to get to and from class on their own. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
School just got out for the day, and Rainier Beach junior Emily Au is walking home quickly.
I don't like taking my time walking. I feel safer when I'm around school, so I try to walk as fast as I can.
Au clutches her jacket to her chest like a shield. The streets between Rainier Beach and the Othello neighborhood where Au lives can be treacherous.
This neighborhood is one of the poorest in Seattle. There's a lot of shootings here. There's a lot of drug addiction and violence.
Au is not an intimidating presence. She's 4'11".
I am really involved in after-school activities and stuff, so sometimes I'd have to walk back home at 6 o'clock. It's really, really dark, and it's really scary, especially since I don't really know any self-defense or anything like that.
Au says three of her friends have been jumped for their sneakers while walking home from school. Au was walking to school one morning in the dark when a woman at a bus stop asked her for change for the bus. The woman didn't take no for an answer.
She snatched my backpack off my shoulders, and she started digging through the backpacks. Now, I didn't really do anything because I was kind of freaked out and I was scared, and I thought people would, you know, come to my rescue, but nobody did. And when she found the money that I had, she just snatched it and ran off, and I was just left there. Yeah, I was left there.
Au didn't tell her parents she'd gotten mugged because they didn't even know that she walks to school. Au's mom is a seamstress in a factory. Her dad works in a restaurant kitchen. Au told her parents that the school gave her a bus pass.
I feel bad that I'm lying to them, but I don't want to take money from them. They're my parents. $15 a week. They can use that for something better, like buying groceries or something like that.
Au knows a lot of students in her shoes, and she says it affects their attendance. Some kids wait until it gets light out to walk to school, or they skip school because they don't feel safe walking. Rainier Beach High School social worker Chelsea Gallegos says she sees firsthand what happens when kids have a hard time getting to school.
There really is a ripple effect. So it starts with when you're missing one or two periods each week of school, it's very easy to fall behind. And then it's also just a matter of morale for the students.
Au and a group of her classmates are calling on the school district in the city to give bus passes to every Rainier Beach student who needs one to get to school safely. They say it's an equity issue because students in most Seattle neighborhoods walk on much safer streets and come from families who can drive them to school or afford bus fare. City Council member Mike O'Brien recently walked to school with several students and talked with them about the situation.
You know, it just really highlights another example of how there are disparities within the system. And if we have an opportunity to make sure every kid has access to that transit, we know that that'll elevate their performance in school. And so we're going to work hard to find a way to do that.
O'Brien has proposed buying bus passes for low-income students who don't already qualify, using $1 million in the city's transportation budget already earmarked for low-income transit. The council is scheduled to vote on the plan Monday. Back on Emily Au's walk home from school, we come to a gas station on the corner of Rainier and Othello. This is where a man was shot in the face last June. Au says there are so many stories like that, and they run through her mind as she walks to and from school.
This neighborhood, we might have grew up with it. People might think we're desensitized, but we're not.
I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.
This week, the Seattle School Board approved new, later start times for its high schools and many middle schools. It will make Seattle one of the largest school districts in the country where teens start classes later than 8:30 a.m. The new start times begin next fall.